Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chewy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chewy.
It's been a fixture around this area, around North Texas, for a good long while. I mean, going back, I don't know, 25 years or so. Razoo's Cajun Cafe. And actually, they've now got another concept they're getting ready to roll out. But this has been a very quiet company. In fact, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't even know it was based here and based in Addison until just a few days ago. The CEO, longtime CEO, is Jeff Powell, one of the founders of Razoo's, and he joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. Good to see you.
So you are low-key. Well, that's not the same. I mean, that not that the restaurant isn't. I mean, that's it's really conspicuous. It's easy to spot at a great distance, but the company has been very, you've been growing organically?
We have. It's the presentation of the brand is conspicuous by design, and the profile we've assumed has been inconspicuous by design, just keeping it quiet and being careful and you know, going very methodically for 26 years.
26 years. And you've got 19 locations?
19 Razoo's and one Tricky Fish.
But I noticed the other day you took on Goldman Sachs, which has more money than there is. and they're going to finance, I guess, some expansion now
right.
for you?
Well, we've grown primarily from cash flow and very slowly, but now we have a chance to accelerate that. And if you're doing that out of your pocket, that's somewhat limiting. So
yeah,
we've partnered with Goldman, and very excited about that partnership.
Well, what everybody else does, they franchise. They do, you know, cookie cutter and stamp them. And,
yep. Not our plan. Not our plan.
Open up in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, we're not going to do that either. We're primarily a Texas concept, regional concept, but we want to expand that boundary for sure.
Do you think the menu won't travel then?
It travels. It doesn't travel everywhere. That's for sure.
Really?
Clearly.
They won't. I mean, if they can eat Mexican food in California, they can eat Cajun food, can't they?
Well, I don't know. California, maybe, but I don't know about Minneapolis and Kansas City and, you know, other places where spice profiles clearly are more conservative and they matter. But we have enough work to do around here to not worry about that yet. But certainly we have open territory and white space in areas that are very. I don't have one in Lubbock yet. We're building one.
Yeah.
But we have closer in opportunity.
I guess you don't hear footsteps. I mean, if you were in the fried chicken business, everybody's going to be in fried chicken, but
our burgers.
There's no rush.
We're blessed in terms of the lack of pressure in the marketplace or our food type and our experience, for sure. And we understand that. We don't take that for granted, but that's true.
So when I think of Razoo's, I think of a big kind of loud, you know, place with lots of food, but your footprint has come down in some of your locations.
By design, big buildings are hard to work from many point of views, and you know, we present the concept best in a 6,500 to 7,000 square foot footprint.
And you had to be what 10,
no,
10 or 11?
9,500 to 10,000 during one phase of our life and growth, and that just does not work.
And for the first time, you've got this new concept, Tricky Fish.
Tricky Fish.
Is this the same thing, but it's fast casual?
It's not the same thing. Tricky Fish is actually a menu item, very popular, one of the most popular items on the Razoo's menu, so there's a little play there. But the concepts, it draws on our abilities within the food type and certainly within the Cajun and Gulf Coast genre. But it's different. It's a different delivery model. We call it polished casual. There is a full bar, but the delivery is clearly, you know.
You have made up another word. Polished casual.
Polished casual.
So that's, it's so I go up at our order, and you're going to bring it to me. But during the interim, I can get a martini.
Or you could sit at the bar, and I'll take care of you fully. Fully, if you'd just rather sit, which is where I would go. Sit at the bar, bartender takes care of you, and the food's delivered, you know, by her or somebody
else.
So
what are you going to build? What are the new ones you're going to build? Are you going to build both?
That's a very good question. I think because of the opportunity, the open space for Razoo's in places like Lubbock, we're also building Pasadena in the Houston area right now. That's still in Texas.
Right.
There's some opportunities in DFW, but I think for Razoo's, we need to start to address some portability. You asked the question. Let's see where it goes.
Right.
We have a really good idea. We have a store in Concord, North Carolina. Which is Yeah, by the Speedway, right there in NASCAR country.
Oh, well, I guess that's a tiptoeing in.
But, you know, almost 20 years later, we've established real equity there. So expansion through the Carolinas to Tennessee is doable, and we want to do that. We want to show that it's portable. for sure. And then test that whole idea of where can we go. But with Tricky Fish, that's an emerging brand. We're a year old. And so it's a different thing. We've signed a deal in Fort Worth. We really want to plant flags on.
Is this a smaller footprint?
It's very small.
Smaller still?
Yes, yeah. 4,000, you know, 4,500.
So down from 10 to 6,500.
But you mentioned, we were talking about the polished casual. In the day, it's very fast casual. In nighttime, it's almost full service. It's bifurcated. We've learned that during the day, our customers, our guests want one thing. And at night, it's a different experience. And I don't think you've seen that in fast casual. It's all or nothing. But we really understand that bifurcated approach really works. And it's easy to pull off.
So where are you going to put them? I mean, so Tricky Fish, small space, you're going to go into planned, well, like you're in City Line.
Yeah, mixed-use lifestyle centers.
Perfect for that.
And Razzoos does not fit there.
So we have
diversity in the
but
marketplace.
But when I think of Razzoos, I think of freestanding building, but that's...
I think so. But we also have...
So you got to build them.
Well, we usually, you know, get a slab, and, you know, we finish out from there. But, yeah, it's a ground-up project.
So you're not going into old circuit cities or something?
No. We do take advantage of second-generation opportunities, restaurants that have gone out. We call those cross-the-desk opportunities. Some broker's going to call and say, hey, I got a XYZ restaurant that's gone out, and I think you'll do great here. We'll look at it. It's not part of the strategic plan. We have also... secured end caps in lifestyle centers. Alliance Gateway is a perfect example
right
out there, and that works really well for us. Primarily, we're really interested in the ground up, freestanding, in dining centers. We have really good kind of traditional neighbors in some of our newer projects.
So you've been in this business a long time. Maybe we were talking to Brinker Bennigan's and Houston's and everything else. But it sounds like, but you've been doing this for 25, 26 years.
Long time.
It seems like you learned a pretty good lesson from rapid expansion and too much and pushing concepts and that sort of thing. Is that what did you learn from other people's pitfalls and problems?
I think you learn from experience and really good concepts like, you know, S&A Restaurant Corp and Houston's restaurants. I always tell people I grew up at Houston's. I learned how to do it right. I learned what happens when you don't, and I learned how hard it was to do it right every day. But what I really, through observation and not experience, you've seen people stumble with, you know, growth at all costs. You outgrow your capital, you outgrow your people,
yeah,
and you ultimately outgrow your culture. So there's no cultural basis for why you're, you know, taking care of people today, and that's dangerous. So we were very careful about that.
And so you're staying with your menu. You're not going to add meatloaf for tacos. Or...
We've learned some lessons there, too. We understand our guest. We understand their preferences, and our menu, you've seen very little change over the years because we always say it, if we want to add this, what comes off? And we always say, well, there's not a loser on it. But we innovate. We've recently launched a new format for, you know, easier readability and just basic delivery. But the core of the menu will not change fundamentally moving forward.
It sounds like fun. It sounds like it's going to be fun to watch the next step.
We're excited.
Goldman Sachs put some more money in your pocket. Jeff Powell's the CEO and one of the founders of Razzoos Cajun Cafe and Tricky Fish.
And Tricky Fish.
And a neighbor of ours out in Addison, Texas, where the corporate headquarters. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, David. Thank
Thanks. You. I'm Thank David you. Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.